You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can just listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our Sunday newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay, Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 515-604-9715, access code 708-922, ID Targeted. If you have a computer, type in freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Now tonight, we have a very special guest, KTI. Kay has been a medical insider helping TIs from within the medical community. If you would like to contact Kay, you can write me once again at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. Okay, Kay, you with us? Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, Kay has been very influential in making the rounds, in making some real sad TIs happy. And just imagine you're in one room and you have two perpetrators that are talking nonstop all day long. And then they try and keep you up. Then you get tranquilized so that you can sleep. Then you wake up another day and do it all again. Okay. Kay, how you doing?
Hi. Great. How are you doing?
Oh, doing just fine, thank you. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, how would you like to start? We can do anything you like, but I'll be here, obviously, the whole time if you need some help with anything.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I'll start with some information, I guess, about... I gotta start with the FBI, and I had problems finding I was blacklisted. I'm a nurse, and I was able to kind of, I thought I could share with everybody some, I guess, just some tricks that I did in order to get a job. And, of course, getting the job keeping the job is just as hard, but anyway, I thought I could start with that, and then if people had some questions about some things, I could kind of go backwards, I guess, if that's okay. Okay, so
can you speak up a little bit or bring yourself closer to your microphone? Because I've just got a couple of texts saying that you are barely audible.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Maybe I could, let me just, is this better?
RBN has you turned all the way up.
Okay, so can you hear me better now?
Not really. There's nothing I can do on my end to boost you, but if you can somehow get closer to your phone or something like that.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Okay. Let me start by just saying, you know, giving some information about how I was able to get a job. I'm a TI. I was blacklisted, and I'm a nurse. And what I did was, I can hear an echo with myself too, so I don't know how to stop that. But
okay.
Anyway, can you hear me? The echo. I'll just continue, and then you can tell me if you can't hear.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do.
So anyway, I was able to. I tried repeatedly to get a job, and I was blocked. And in one way or another, I was able to find out that I had applied for a job that I was more than qualified for, and I didn't understand why I didn't get any information back from the person I applied to. So I called them, and I was able to speak with her, and she said that she had sent me an email in response to my application, and I said, well, I never received it. And then she said, well, I'll resend it, and so I didn't receive it, and I said I didn't receive it, and then I gave her an email, a different email, somebody else's email, and it went through. So then I knew that I was being, that this information, you know, my applications and everything, that it was being blocked.
So you were actually blacklisted from getting a job then?
Right, right. But it took me a while to figure out, because you wonder, I was a whistleblower. So I thought, well, maybe my previous employer was saying negative things about me. I really didn't know where or how it was happening. And so it's real discouraging, you know, people take it personal when you're not getting a job. And so So I wasn't very happy about the whole situation, but I was trying to figure out how to work around it. And so what I did is I set up a whole new profile for myself on the job site, you know, where you search for jobs. And what I did was I got a new track phone that had a new number, and I made a new email account, and I applied for jobs from a different computer with a different IP address. And how I found out, a friend of mine had told me, I connected with an old friend, and I applied off of her computer and was able to get a telephonic nursing job. But I was working on a computer, and I was still getting sabotage on my computer, so it was interfering in my performance because weird things would happen on my computer. So I thought, well, maybe this isn't going to work. And so I applied for another position, like I said, with all those information, with the different phone and different, you know, all my new information. So I was able to get another job. Well, I was able to actually work for this agency. They placed me in a facility. And at this facility, I started orientation. And it was very quickly, they knew I was targeted. Okay, they started targeting me. But not severely, but I was targeted there. It was a state facility that I was placed in, that I was doing the orientation with. And various things would happen, such as my learning materials, my notes and things. I would go to the bathroom or something, I'd come back and they would be gone. I wouldn't know where they went, you know. My keys were stolen, and some of things like notes would appear in my car that I had never put in the car, and just, you know, the gaslighting stuff started. And I thought, okay, I can deal with this. You know, I'm just going to keep going. And anyway, it just progressed. It progressed to the point that, of course, every day I go in, there's some type of sabotage, you know, pretty much. And maybe there have been two or three times I've gone in that there hasn't been hardly anything. But anyway. So basically, every day I go in, you know, it's an uphill battle, but at least I was able to get a job. I'm thrilled about that. There's a couple other tips I have. Is I think this agency, it was the first person I spoke with this agency was outside of the state, and where I'm located is on the border of another state. So I don't know if any of the people, I'm just trying to help TIs that are blacklisted. I'm assuming there's probably quite a few.
Yeah, it's amazing what you've done. You've sort of created another identity, and through that identity, you are helping people and helping yourself at the same time. So that's fantastic.
Right. And of course, with my license, I had to keep my same name. But what I realized is somehow they're tying your email address, your phone number, and that sort of thing to you. And that's how they're doing, you know, I think the targeting. So I did keep my same address, physical address, when I did that. I don't know if it would work twice, to be honest. So you know, I'm going to try to figure out if I can, you know, get a job offer. Again, and see if, you know, maybe this was a one-time thing that it got through. I don't know. I do believe God placed me here because I am working in behavioral health, and there are targeted people that I've come in contact with. And it is really a balancing act because they keep very tight reins on me. They know when I leave, this is another thing that makes me think that this is, I think everybody feels that maybe we're on some watch list, you know, maybe not the main terrorist, no fly watch list, right, on a selectee list, because I literally was followed on my break. My shifts are 13 and a half hours. I've been followed by the security guard where I go, like I went to a Walmart right across the street, and that security guard waited, the facility security guard waited in there until I left and was behind me in line when I left. And I spent like at least a half hour in there. So they literally, if I leave the facility to go on a break and go anywhere, I'm followed by their security guards. So somebody's paying for the security guards to do all this. It's got to be coming from the watch listing money, you know, that's given federally or something. So when I figured out, another thing I figured out is I knew that I started realizing that they're putting, you know, targets in here for, they're putting them in there for saying they're targeted by the government, right? If they try to ask for help, they're getting, you know, placed in mental health facilities. So one of the units they put me on that I've been working with has been forensics, okay, which these people are ordered by the court to be there, okay? But the weird thing about this is these people have committed a small crime, okay? They can be placed here. What they give them the option, they may think that, okay, they can plead insanity. And for somebody who's in trouble with the law, they may think, oh, this is a good thing. So they're coming in here. Well, what they're doing is the time that they spend in this facility on that unit, it does not go against, it does not, like, their jail time, if they were going to get jail time. But they're here, and they're held here, and they're given a diagnosis. But I believe that this is for research. That's the reason they're being held here. Oh, there. So and they're saying that
they're on the same floor as some TIs, and that gives them a ray of hope to know that they have a nurse on their floor that is actually a TI. It's just incredible.
Well, I did have a patient that came up, and he said, I know about this technology. I know what they're doing, you know, and everything. And I just looked at him. There was another nurse nearby, and I just, you know, put up my finger up in my mouth and said, be quiet. And I said, I'll talk to you after, you know, I'm done giving the meds here, and we'll talk. I went and told him, you'll never get out of here if you keep talking like this. You got to keep your mouth shut. And I said, you'll never get out of here if you keep talking like this. And then I ended up helping him about some stuff. But I think when they come in, their first reaction is they want to convince the staff that this is really happening to them. But see, that's going to make them, that's just giving them information to write in the chart to keep them longer. So, unfortunately, that's the truth. I told him, I said, you're not going to be able to bring awareness to this in the facility here. Wait until you get out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's exactly what it is, bringing awareness. I believe that the whole medical community is going to have to relearn symptoms Okay, we have a commercial coming up. Okay, we'll be back in like 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is KTI. And she has embedded herself within the medical system as a nurse. And there are TIs there. So this is a first. This is groundbreaking. We are getting people into the medical profession. Thank God. Go ahead, Kay.
One thing I was struggling, I want to be there. If I see TIs, I want them to know that, you know, the best I can, I can't come out and say something overtly, but that I understand what they're going through. And I think they do know, I believe. And sometimes I go on to new units, though, and I don't know, you know, the patients very well. And so then it's not, you know, I can't gain the rapport very easily there right away. But I've sent emails to social workers trying to kind of put their feet to the fire that this patient is trying to be, wants to be discharged. And I tell them what is in line. I'll say the patient wants to know what is, impeding the discharge. What is the problem? And I'll give the patient a copy of my email. So there's a white and black, so they have in their hand that, that I am trying to help them, and also that they'll have that to be able to say, well, on this day, there was an email sent about, I want to know what has been done from that time to now about my discharge. So I'm trying to, do what I can, kind of. I think I'm walking on eggshells, though, there, too. I have to be very
I bet you are. What's the procedure to get someone released from what I will call a maximum security unit? I know there's different kinds of protocols depending upon which type of unit a patient is put into. So I was just curious what has to happen. I know some places there are 72-hour wait periods. Other places, they automatically demand 30 days. So I am not sure. Can you clarify?
Where I'm working, unfortunately, is more of a longer-term place, okay?
I see.
Most TIs will enter the system in the shorter-term facilities, okay? And it depends on the state and what the state, things are. But usually there's a 72-hour hold, yada, yada, yada. However, where I am, many of these people are being deemed incompetent, okay? Once that happens, it's just really sad, okay? Because they have no, the people that, and I guess what I'm trying, most of the people on your call know about TIs, know about the targeting, know about what's going on, and they can help themselves. But there's also people that maybe from birth, they haven't been given quite as much to work with, okay? But they're still, good people. There's not college graduates, whatever. They don't know what's going on. They're total victims. And that's, there's some people like that. And what there are some TIs there that they don't even know they're TIs. And I don't know. I haven't figured out. I mean, I'm praying about this and I'm trying to, I don't know how, really, my hands are tied there. The best thing to do is to go, we need to change the system. We need to change what's going on, like we're doing, trying to stop this targeting. That needs to stop. So that's what we need to do is work from that angle, I believe, on that. But I just know that when I come on,
okay, Kay, we're going to commercial, and thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And fortunately, you will hear it here. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is KTI. That's the name that she is using. And Kay has been a medical insider, helping TIs from within the medical community. This is a first. As I've said, it is groundbreaking. And there will soon be many, many more as people come forward. Okay, go ahead, Kay. You with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I did want to advise everybody, if you end up in that mental health facility or whatever, you're as of right now, things may change in the future, but you will not convince them ever right now that you're being targeted by neighbors, government, anything, okay? Your best bet is to not let a word out, nothing out of your mouth. And what I've also learned is they are more than likely 90% your phone calls going out are going, they don't give you your cell phone. The phone calls going out are going to be monitored. And sometimes there's a staff member right there. At our facility, there's a staff member there while you're on the phone. So it basically, what is said on that phone is not private, so don't think that it is. So whatever you say on that phone is probably, it can't, it, I mean, I've seen it go in the medical record, so I don't know how.
Now, isn't that illegal for them to be taping without any kind of declaration to them saying that, okay, any and all calls that you make will be taped? By law, they should tell them.
You would think so, okay? But I don't know how you can prove that. I mean, I know that, how should I say this? I don't know, at our facility, there's a staff member right there, okay? And again, most of our patients are court-ordered, so that's a different situation, okay? But I know, I put it this way, I know that at another facility, it was done as well. But it didn't say per the telephones. It said that the patient said these things when the patient did not say those things to the staff, but only on the phone, okay? And that ended up in the medical record. So I don't know how they would prove that, but I'm just saying that it's happening, so you need to be careful. This is how I would handle if I was a TI. I would just not say a word to anybody you speak with. If they say, well, do you hear voices? And you know that it's the B2K, you know. I'm sorry, but today you cannot say. I mean, today you're going to lengthen your time there. I've not seen anybody in the mental health profession that's going to help you. I'm sorry to say that right now in these facilities.
Kay, is there anything that a TI should know besides not saying they're a TI? Are there ways to get around things? And have you seen any abuse in there? Or I know you said that your records, some of them, were in the pile to be destroyed. And you had to retrieve them from this pile they were in to be destroyed. And I was just curious, how deep do you think this goes? Do you think this is all the facilities are running under the same protocol?
I think that there's only two type of people, I believe, in these in the facilities right now. And I'm sorry to say this. I wish I had better news to tell everybody, but either they're in on it or they don't know anything about it, and they're going to think you're crazy because you said the guidelines from the DSM. Before I was a TI, when I had some behavioral health background, I thought that if they heard voices, it was psychosis. So, you know, you can't fault somebody if they don't know what's going on. And it's hard to believe to begin with. I mean, let's face it, it's very difficult. And who would believe that this is going on, that technology is doing this to people and abusing people? Nobody. I mean, it's just horrible. So So, but no one thing. I believe that a lot of the many of the psychiatrists know about the technology. I believe they do. Many of them.
Did you know that? I just wanted to interject something here. It's hard for me to get to a point where you're through because your phone fades out. So, my apologies, but. The American Psychologist published a document that's like, I forget how many pages, but in segment or chapter 3, page 330, there's a document that states that in 1974... they witnessed and supported the funding of V2K. So we have a kind of an irony going on here. We have them supporting V2K back in 1974 and writing about it in the American Psychologist. And in 2019... they're trying to call it schizophrenia, and they're trying to call it anything they can except for what it is. So that's something that I will mail to you. I will mail to you the document. And the Veterans Administration also participated in funding V2K. In this case, remote neural monitoring, V2K would come under the umbrella of remote neural monitoring. So I just can't understand that. It's there's one paradox after another that we see. So I will send you that document, and you can continue. And I'll pop in every once in a while.
Okay. Yes. I mean, I know that the unit I most work on, that I believe without a doubt that the psychiatrist knows about the technology. And as a matter of fact, he knows that I know. And it's just this crazy little... He knows, and that's why they have been harassing me on the job at being a TI, I'm sure, because this is before they knew anything about what I was, before they even knew me at all, they started, okay? And one of the things that they had done was we have night paperwork that we work on throughout the night. I had it in a stack, and it would come up missing. It was gone. And so I had to turn this stuff on. It's part of my job. So I was like, where did this go? And I was talking to the techs and everything. I said, did you see my paperwork? It's gone. And one of them said, well, it may be in the shredder. Well, they have these big shredder boxes that are locked. They have a lock on them. So I'm thinking, okay, great. Well, how did she know it was in the shredder box, A? And B, so anyway, when the unit manager came in the morning, he opened the shredder box, and sure enough, all my paperwork was in the shredder, in the box. So they purposed, somebody sabotaged me by putting it in the shredder box. That actually happened to an entire night of paperwork. One night, that's when we found it in the shredder box, but it had happened, a paper that was, I had been working on would be gone. Various things like that would happen. I would get up to go help a patient and do something, and my computer would be off when I would come back. I'd be unplugged, okay? And then my medication administration, somebody would get in the computer, probably on another unit, I would think. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe it was the nurse supervisor. I really don't know.
but medications I'd given were marked not given. Now, you can, this is major, okay, when something like that happens, it's major. So, because you have to give that, you know, medication to the patient, that's your job as a nurse. And so I was able to find out how to run a report that would show misadministrations, so I could, and I would copy, I would print it out, so I had black and white proof that I gave all the medications. So I had to start on my job trying to backtrack and do everything I could to prove that I was doing my job. And I would started emailing myself the paperwork, so if they threw it in the shredder, I could get into my email and reprint it out. And it's really the sabotage that goes on here to me, because they know that I know about the program. It's just unbelievable. It starts from, in order for things to be showing up in my car, you know, when my car keys were stolen, in order for that to happen, there's security cameras on the parking lot everywhere, but on the employee parking lot specifically too, and they're state of the art. This is a state facility, so anyway, they know when somebody's getting in my car. They know. They can see it on a camera. It's on film. So when I knew that the security was involved in my targeting, then I didn't know what was going to happen. So we have a med room where you're supposed to keep your meds, and then things started turning up missing from my belongings in the med room, which is supposed to be locked, and I'm the only one, if I'm the med nurse, I'm supposed to be the only one that's in the med room. And, you know, you have narcotics that have to stay locked up and everything. So anyway, when I realized that things were coming up there, I knew it was the nurse supervisor and the security involved in my targeting there. And one morning, I was doing a count. I'd worked all night long, and we were doing a count, and there was a discrepancy in the narcotics. And I knew that it wasn't a mistake I made. And the nurse before me that I thought was my friend, she evidently had put the wrong number in and made the discrepancy. Well, luckily, we were able to print out a printed report that showed that it wasn't me that did the narcotic discrepancy, because I would have been fired, or, you know, it would have been serious. And so anyway, it's really, really, really hard. I have to cover myself, you know, in every way, shape, or form I can, in order to keep my job and not get in trouble. But I figure,
well,
you
have,
you know,
my support, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's really, I mean, every time I go in, I wonder sometimes, you know, is this going to be it? But it's like they know that I know about the program, and they know that, and they're all in on it, you know. And but the other thing is, it's easy to get recruiters there, because I think they all have pensions with the state, okay? So all they have to do is say I'm, you know, somehow going to jeopardize their pension, or, you know, who knows what they're saying, but, you know. Anyway, it doesn't seem to be, there's no shortage in recruiting people there.
Yeah, I noticed that hospitals go through incredible amounts of people, probably to keep their secrets safe, if they can. So you have to stay on your toes just to protect your own credibility.
I do, and I wanted to, there's only one thing that I did do that I'm really proud of myself about, but we had something, an in-service during the day, and we didn't have to wear, I didn't have to wear my nursing scrubs or my, you know, uniform. And I wore a Freedom for Targeted Individuals shirt I had gotten. And with those eyes, you know, like on the billboard sign, I wore that there.
You did?
Yes.
Did you get it? And,
the guy doing the in-service said afterwards, "What does your shirt say?" And I said, I showed it to him, and he said, "Oh, you mean this is pertains to mental illness, right?" And I said, "Absolutely not." I said, "Do you know the diplomats that the diplomats that were injured, proven their injuries, and then I told them about that."
Okay, Kate, we're going to commercial once more. Thank you so much.
Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. Can you hear me?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth and you will hear it. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference takes place Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. The access number is 515-604-9715. The access code is 708922. And the ID is targeted. If you use your computer, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. And once again, in case you've just tuned in, we have a very special guest, one of the first nurses to get on the inside in the medical community. Go ahead, Kay. We don't have too much time left. I think you better make a closing statement.
Okay. I just want to encourage people that to really to do what it takes to get, you know, the job or whatever, so we can be there to help people, whether it's, you know, no matter what it is, if you were in law enforcement, and try to get in and to, you know, and be in there to help people, because in a way you think, okay, I don't want to be part of this problem, I don't want to be associated with them, they're targeting people or whatever, but we can't be like that. We need to be there to try to help if we can, and just do whatever you can do and be part. You can't just say, I'm not going to be part of this because it's bad or it's broken or whatever. We need to get in there and be there, be that person that is there for the TIs when they get in these situations.
Thank you so much, Kay. And you've added so much. You've brightened a lot of faces, I'm sure, in a good way.
Thank you.
God bless TIs. God bless TIs all over the world. And good night from Targeted, Massachusetts. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.